WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jackson Reed here, and welcome back to Wake Up and Win. Today, we're diving into something super important, something that affects all of us at some point in our lives. Knowing when to ask for help. Ever feel like you're juggling a million things, drowning in responsibilities, and just running on fumes? You know the feeling when your brain is buzzing with worries, and even the thought of tackling one more thing feels insurmountable. Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the truth. Asking for help isn't a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength, of self-awareness, and of prioritizing your well-being. Think about it this way: would you try to fix a broken engine in your car without seeking guidance from a mechanic? Probably not. You'd recognize the need for expert help. Your mental and emotional health deserve that same level of care and attention. Let me give you 5 key takeaways to remember when facing those moments where you feel overwhelmed. First, recognize the signs. Are you constantly feeling drained, irritable, or anxious? Are your usual coping mechanisms no longer working? Are you neglecting important aspects of your life, like relationships, hobbies, or self-care? Listen to your body and mind, they're trying to tell you something. Second, shatter the stigma. We live in a society that often glorifies doing it all and pushes us to appear invincible. But that's just not realistic. It's okay to admit when you need support. You wouldn't hesitate to ask for help if you were physically injured, right? Your emotional health is just as important. Third, identify your support system. Who are the people in your life who genuinely care about you and want to see you thrive? It could be a trusted friend, family member, therapist, mentor, or even a community group. Having a network of support can make all the difference when you're going through tough times. Fourth, be specific with your requests. Don't just say, "I need help," that can feel vague and overwhelming for the other person. Instead, try saying something like, "I'm feeling really stressed lately. Would you be willing to listen to me vent? Or I'd really appreciate it if you could watch the kids for a couple of hours so I can take some time for myself." And finally, remember that asking for help is an ongoing process. It doesn't happen just once and then you're good to go. Life throws curveballs constantly, so building healthy coping mechanisms and knowing when to reach out are essential skills for navigating it all. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a single mom juggling 2 jobs trying to keep up with her kids' homework and dealing with a mountain of household chores. She's exhausted, stressed, and feeling utterly overwhelmed. One day, she breaks down in tears while talking to her best friend. Her friend listens patiently, offers words of encouragement, and suggests they meet up for a much-needed girls' night out. Sarah initially hesitates, thinking she can't afford the time or money, but her friend gently reminds her that taking care of herself is crucial. She deserves a break. That simple act of reaching out to a friend makes all the difference. Sarah feels heard, supported, and empowered to tackle her challenges with renewed energy. So remember, asking for help isn't a sign of weakness, it's a superpower. It allows you to connect with others, build resilience, and ultimately live a happier, healthy life. Don't to underestimate the power of reaching out. You might be surprised at the support waiting for you on the other side. Take that first step today, whether it's reaching out to a friend, family member, or professional. You deserve to feel supported, and by seeking help, you're taking a giant leap towards living your best life. And remember, if this resonated with you, share this episode with someone who might need to hear these words. Let's spread the message of support and empowerment together. We'll catch you tomorrow for another Wake Up and Win. Stay strong, stay positive, and keep on winning.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.